Let us pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, does anybody remember these two names? Goofus and Gallant. I always wanted to say Goofus and Gandhi. Do you remember Goofus and Gallant?
No.
What magazine was that from? Anybody remember? Highlights! Yes! And I never had Highlights at home, but when I was in the doctor's office, Highlights was always in the doctor's office. And do you know it's still there, right? I mean, if you go, every now and then you'll still see these Highlight magazines. So, Goofus and Gallant. And what do we know about Goofus and Gallant, for those of you who have ever read the Highlights series? What do we know? Can we click to the next slide? We know that... Does this ring a bell to anybody when you see it now? We know that one does what's considered right, and one does what's considered wrong. Good behavior versus bad behavior. So I'm going to read this one. To the left, Goofus says, Goofus bosses his friends. And to the right, Gallant asks, what do you want to do next? Can you figure out who's good? Okay, just checking. Goofus takes the last apple, and Gallant shares his orange. Okay, let's click to the next one.
That Goofus.
Goofus says, you wash dishes, I don't. How many of us have said that one, right? And Gallant says, I wash dishes at my home, too. And then Goofus, we will play checkers next. So he's deciding what will be played. And Gallant says, what shall we play next? Who can we identify with sometimes here more? I'm just curious. And then the very last one, I wish I had no little brother. And Gallant says, I'm glad I have a little brother. Interesting. Goofus and Gallant. So it's really easy to see who this society considers to be good and who this society would consider to be maybe not so good. Good behavior versus, I don't know, do we even say bad behavior anymore, or do we say needs improvement, right? We try to be like, you know, we try to keep everything in a positive light, don't we? So we have two brothers, one who's very negative and one who's very positive. Right? One who, if that were your child, repeated over and over and over again, might there be some punishment involved? Mm-hmm. And the other one, you would probably be rewarding for good behavior. So I'm curious on these two brothers in our story today. Who is who? So I'm going to start with the younger brother, okay? I'm the younger brother right now, and I want you to tell me which of these two you think I am. So, you know, I'm sick and tired of being here, living with my brother and my father, and I want to see life. I want to get out there and see life. So I'm just going to go and ask my dad to give me the money that I would get if he weren't here anymore. Because when I leave here, I'm not coming back. It's like he said to me, so give me my money now. And so I went and asked my dad, and it took a little while because, well, he's a landowner. And so it took a while. It's not like land is a liquid asset. And so he had to sell the land. He had to do all this stuff, but he got the money together. And in the meantime, I was packing my things because I knew that I was just going to go out and have a great time with this money. So I did. I left. I said goodbye. I was like, I'm not seeing you again. Adios, Dad. I'm leaving. Adios, big brother, I'm leaving, and I left, and I went to another country. And yeah, that country was very different than my country. You know, I was Jewish, but I didn't care. I got to break every rule. Now, I'm not going to tell you the rules that I broke, but I can imagine you might know some of the rules that I broke. And I'm sure word is going to get back to my father about what it was that I was doing, hanging out at bars, pool halls, perhaps, drinking too much, drugs. Maybe we didn't think there were drugs, but there was a possibility that I might have dabbled in some of that. I hung with a lot of women, and I did things that, well, my gosh, it was fun. It was really fun. I had a good time. Then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, is it bad money management? I had no money left. And so times got tough all around, and there was no food for anybody, and I had to go to work. And the only job that I could find was feeding pigs. Now, if you know anything about being Jewish, pigs, absolutely against God's law. I mean, everything else that I did was against God's law, but pigs, really off limits. But I was there, touching pigs, feeding the pigs. And you know something? I looked and I said, my gosh, they've got better food than I have. And then I don't know what came over me. I think it'd be a combination of like feeling sorry for myself and saying, my father's slaves get better treated than I'm getting. So I decided I was going to go home. And there was a part of me that missed my dad, but there was a part of me that also knew I could eat back there. So I practiced my speech. I practiced what it was that I was going to say to him so that when he saw me, I would be apologizing. And then just maybe, maybe, maybe he would take me back as one of his slaves. Who am I? Who do I most identify with here? Goofus. Goofus. Who am I? I cannot believe that my brother just had incredible nerve to ask my father that. My goodness, he asked for his inheritance. It's as if he just wrote my father off. You're dead to me. Give me the money that would be due me. I can't believe it. And my father did it. I mean, I'm stunned. I would never do anything like that. I wouldn't even think of doing anything like that. And yet my younger brother did it. I mean, my goodness, that's not how you're supposed to be behaving. I stay with my father. I do everything that I'm supposed to do. I work in the fields. I honor my father. If anybody talks badly about my father, I stick up for him. And let me tell you, my father's been acting pretty weird lately. I mean, the mere fact that my father gave him the land like that, who would do that? No respectful father would do that. My goodness. And you know what? He sits every day outside just looking, far off, looking. I can't tell if he's spaced out or if he actually thinks my brother's going to come home. But I am loyal. I am so loyal. I do everything that's right. I'm in the fields every single day. I am, you know, doing the work that my father can't do. And I'm giving him hugs and making sure that he knows how much I love him. Who is? Who am I? Ooh, you guys are too smart. yeah, he's both. But first you would say, well, he's more like Gallant, right? He's doing everything that's right. But then the son comes home. I can't believe that my brother had the nerve to show his face here again. The nerve. I mean, my gosh, everybody's talking about it. And not only did he have the nerve to show his face, but my father, from what I heard, went running out to meet him. That's like nobody does that. And then he gives him the robe and the ring and the sandals that says, you're welcome back in the family. Are you kidding me here? What about me? What about me? I have been the loyal son. I have done every single thing that you have asked me to do. I have been with you through thick and thin. And what kind of thanks did I get? Not even a celebration for me and my friends did you give me. Are you kidding me? How do you take him back like that? That's not fair. Don't I get a reward and points all scored up for all the good things that I've been doing? Who am I? Yeah. And don't we find a bit of gallant and goofus in each and every one of us? Don't we find that? Because don't we say that same thing at times in our lives? Are you kidding me here? Look at all the good things I've been doing. How come you're being so good to that one? How come you're welcoming that one back in? Isn't that one supposed to have all the bad stuff happen to them and not the good stuff? Isn't that the way it's supposed to work? No. Maybe in this world, but not in God's world. You see, because God is not in the business of record keeping. That's not what our God does. God doesn't reward for good behavior and punish for bad behavior. Although we'd like to think so. Don't we want God playing by our rules? Well, thank goodness God doesn't play by our rules. Because there is a goofus in each and every one of us. Probably more goofus sometimes than we would care to admit. Right? Yeah. You see, God isn't in the business of rewarding good behavior at all. God's in the business of reconciling, of giving unconditional love. That's what God is in the business of doing. God isn't in the business of looking at the way society expects behaviors. Instead, God is in the business of restoring relationships. And not just relationships between us and God, but relationships between us and each other. And I'm going to tell you, that is hard stuff. And that is probably the stuff that we will work on for the rest of our lives. But we can only know that kind of love and be able to actually live into that kind of love because we have a God who loves us unconditionally. We have a God in Jesus Christ who went to the cross, who didn't behave the way the world expected the Savior to behave, come through and conquer and destroy the enemy. Instead, we have a God who suffers with us, who went to the cross, who saw reconcilement in a totally different and unique way. A way in which is very hard for us to understand if we really think about it. You know, each and every one of us, we are goofuses. We are goofuses, which probably sounds pretty funny when we say that. But we are sinners. We are. But each and every one of us is a gallant. We are a saint. And we are a saint because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Our goofusness has been destroyed. And our gallant comes up as we wear the robe of righteousness and we are reconciled in Christ. The goofusness, if there's such a word, stays with us in this life because we are human. Yet when God looks upon us, he sees the gallant. He sees the reconciled child. And so we are called to be ambassadors because the old in us has been killed and the new in us has risen in Christ. And so we're called to be ambassadors of this reconciling love. Live into this incredible gift that you have been given. Yes, we're goofuses because of who we are. But yes, we're gallants because of who Christ is. Be strong gallants and reconcile in love your relationships with each other as Christ has reconciled your relationship with God. Amen.